All right, back on the program. Is there anything, Cody, that you think would classify as a story of the day in the sports world? Is there anything? Is there anything out there? Because I do think we are now officially at the deadest of the points of the sports calendar, of the new sports calendar, of course. We are at the newest, deadest spot.
Well, the WNBA is holding a televised virtual draft on April 17th.
You say that, and I'm like, okay, that's not a bad suggestion for story of the day, which is kind of sad, but I think that's fair.
It was a joke. I was just messing around with you.
I mean, it might be the biggest story of the day. I mean, like, you know, they are up ahead of the NFL drafts. We talked about the future of the NFL draft and when they're going to do it in the WNBA. Now, I mean, I don't know what the different financial ramifications would be or how much tougher it is or how much more, you know, further along the process they were of evaluating people and having interviews. I wouldn't imagine they were much closer because, I mean, women's college basketball season was still going on this whole time, right? So I wouldn't imagine many of the women are doing any pre-draft stuff. Now, I would also say that we have to acknowledge that the stakes are a little bit different, right?
Yes.
The stakes are a little bit different in your WNBA season than it is the NFL season. When I say the stakes are different, obviously the league is more popular. Contracts are much more. There is usually a pretty clear-cut top 10, top 15 players in the WNBA in the draft. Like, you know who could be good prospects. Who the first-round pick should be, type of thing.
Taller and have the most testosterone of the other women.
Or just had, like, a really, like, crazy college career. Like, you know, that Ionescu girl, I would imagine, is the clear-cut number one in the WNBA draft. Like,
yeah, she's special.
I wouldn't imagine there's anybody competing for number or, you know, competing to take her spot.
Yep, so the WNBA draft, that's something we're all looking forward to.
So how are they going to do it, though? You said virtual, like, virtualized, it's all going to be like in bunkers, Skyping in, does it say, or what?
The WNBA will hold its draft April 17th, as originally scheduled.
Right.
There will
that
be
is,
no
what, 3 weeks from now, basically?
Yeah. There will be no gathering of draftees, media, or fans because of the, you
Rona.
Know. Because of Rona. Instead, Commissioner Kathy Engelbert will announce the picks live on a broadcast starting at 8 o'clock Eastern with the top prospects taking part remotely. The New York Liberty have the first overall selection and are expected to pick Oregon guard Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a shame they won't have the chance to walk onto stage and pose for the standard photo holding up their new team's jersey.
I mean, it is going to suck for all of the people getting set to get drafted, right? That is going to suck for those prospects.
Yeah, so I guess the commissioner is just going to announce them on the TV one by one.
Now, they are, you know, they're going to be fine. They're going to get drafted. They're going to get paid, all of that stuff. But it does probably stink for those players not to have that moment, just the same as it stunk for those same players, especially, you know, the women who usually are 3-4 year players, right? That they didn't get to finish their career. Like, double whammy for the Sabrina Ionescu, who was like, didn't get a chance to win the championship and didn't get a chance to, you know, walk across the stage as the number one pick. So that stinks for her, obviously. It's going to stink for the NFL players who don't get to go across a boat in Las Vegas and dap up the commissioner. But
I was a little concerned about that anyway.
Well, you had that concern from people.
I thought there might have been a couple of drownings. I wasn't looking forward to that.
You had other people talking about the racial ramifications, trying to make it a racial story, which, you know, seems kind of laughable at the time, but you had those stories out there.
Because the black guy on a boat?
Black guy on a boat going to his new, introduced to his new owner was the thing people were trying to link there.
Well, that's kind of creative to think about it that way. I wouldn't.
Your brain
even
has to be really wired to try to detect any type of racism thing you can detect to draw that line. But
I wouldn't have even thought about that. But when you bring it up, you know, it is kind of interesting.
Sure.
I just worry about guys falling off.
You were worried about drowning, and that's fine. That's fine.
It depends on what kind of boat they would have used, though.
that was going to be interesting. I wanted to see them like canoe over.
Yeah, was it going to be a small boat or a pretty big boat? Like, because sometimes, I don't know. You know how it is. I mean, if you've ever gotten in a boat, if it's a small boat, you got to have some balance, and you got to, you know, you lean too far to one side, you'll tip the boat, especially if you're top heavy, which a lot of those linemen they'd be drafting are.
Okay.
So it's a shame we won't get to see that.
Man, we're in a bad spot where the biggest sports story is the WNBA is going to continue with their draft.
I was just messing around with that.
I mean,
there's other stuff going on, I'm sure.
Like what? I mean, baseball was supposed to start today.
Yeah.
Today would have been opening day for baseball. It isn't going to start, I guess.
Well, we could talk about the things we're looking forward to most with baseball season. What we would have looked forward to with today.
What do you got for me other than, like, the Dodgers?
How many Astros players ended up getting hit would have been another good topic. I'd be intrigued by that.
Yeah, the Astros scandal is that's over, right? Like people probably aren't going to care about that at all when the season starts back. It's just going to be like, wow, we're so happy to be playing baseball.
Yeah, that's over and done with at this point.
You had Mark Cuban come out and make his predictions about when the NBA season was going to remain, and now he's had people, you know, kind of come out and question that, and you had the NBA talk and say, you know, links of stuff about what they're planning, and now Mark Cuban's had to clarify, I guess. We could dive into that and what we think. You know, the NBA is the biggest sports league right now that is being affected, disrupted in the middle of their season, or really, you know, towards the end of their season. So when they announce they're going to get back on the court is probably the biggest sports story right now, right?
Yeah. They should probably just name the champion off of the standings.
Well, that would be the Milwaukee Bucks.
In the West. The standings from the West is what they should look at.
Yeah.
They should just name a champion.
Just from the second place team in the league, but the first place team in the West?
Yeah, because I think we all know the champion probably would have came from the West. So I think the commissioner, you know, should just say, look, we know that probably would have happened.
Why do we think that?
Just because that's usually how it's happened.
Last year, an Eastern Conference team won the title, though.
Yeah, but the last several years, it's been a Western Conference team for the most part.
I think the last 5 years, it's probably 2-3, right? 3-2. I guess the West has probably won 3 compared to 2.
Right, because you had the Cavs had one, but You got to factor in LeBron, too. He won that with the Cavs, sure. So you got to try to make it to where LeBron and the Lakers would win the title.
But would you also like take into account that the Warriors are no longer the Warriors? Because I mean, like, they won all three of the championships in the last 5 years for the West, and now they're gone. So
now the best thing to do is just look at point differential from the Western Conference.
Okay,
and you'll see who the class.
Really, I mean, to that same respect, I mean, it's kind of weird to think about the last five champions. I mean, Warriors gone, and LeBron and Kawhi, who won it for the East, are now in the West. So I mean, who knows? Things have really been shaken up.
A whole lot of shaking going on.
We'll kind of look at what Mark Cuban and the NBA said coming up after the break, because I do think that is currently the biggest sports story right now. Stick with us as Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up.
Back on the program. Do you have any other suggestions on what potentially the biggest sports story is right now?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Sean Payton's feeling better.
I'd completely forgotten that he was sick.
He got the the thing going around. He got it. Have you seen? I mean, the biggest story. It's not a sports story, but I assume you've seen what's going on in New York right now.
Well, the biggest story is the coronavirus. Yes, and how it is. Which one are you talking about? The Queens story from the hospital?
The Queens and how the morgues are getting filled up and they're having to bring in these trucks to put the bodies in.
Yeah,
and
I don't I tweeted about that last night. I don't know if that's maybe where you saw it or something. I don't know. Maybe you had seen it otherwise.
I saw it from the New York Times.
Yeah, I quote tweeted their article. I read that like right before bed last night, which was not good nighttime reading. But yeah, I mean, that's obviously the biggest story. I didn't want to like start there in the lunchtime hour. But yeah, New York having to bring in refrigerated trucks to put dead bodies in so that they don't spoil is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And there was another country, I can't remember which one it was, between India and Spain, that was having to use ice rinks the same way. They were having so many dead bodies, they were having to put them in the ice skating rinks to keep the temperature. Obviously, that's the biggest sports story. Or obviously, that's the biggest story in the world. We know that. I'm just looking at it through a sports lens. Twitter writes in asking, what percentage of Americans do you think can swim? Adult Americans.
You know, I was wondering about that the other day. You know how people say, oh, I can't swim, I can't swim. Will those people just let themselves drown? Can they not keep themselves above the water?
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is what do we deem as being able to swim? Like, get in the water and not die? Like, I put you in the water and I'm like, hey, you got to swim 20 feet to the wall, like, how many people can at least, like, doggy paddle
just
or, like...
your body. Just move.
How many people Well, I mean, I don't think it's that simple for
it
people.
Is. To avoid, I mean, to just get to the...
You can't just get in the water and just move your body.
You can't?
Well, that's not swimming. If you get in the water and you're just
like
moving...
Well, we're not talking about being Michael Phelps. You're talking about him getting to a wall 20 feet away.
You could jump in and you can... Well, I mean, I'm just saying move your body is like you just get there and twist side to side like your Chubby Checkers. You're going to go down.
Well, you got to pull the water back and move forward.
Well, that is the people who don't know how to swim. Like, they don't know how to do that.
So if you put those people, there are people, you're saying that there are people that you could put in the middle of water and the wall's 20 feet away and they couldn't get there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
People, those, really?
That would then panic and drown, yes.
You think so?
Yes.
People that are not like babies?
Like babies actually could swim better.
There are adults.
If you put a newborn in the baby right away, like, the newborn figures out how to float. You ever seen that?
Well, that's probably just a survival thing, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they can't swim, but they can float. Like, humans lose that ability because they then start freaking out and don't let their bodies. You throw a baby in there from a very, like I'm talking like, I think it was like 6 weeks old or something. Like, the baby will go down and then pop up and lay on its back. I mean, that's what they'll do. And, like, they kind of, they recommend doing that to kind of get your baby used to.
Just tossing it in a pool?
That's what they do. I'm telling you, there's a video. Like, they throw it in.
They recommend it? Who recommends it?
It's like swimming lessons. Like, I mean, the video I saw looked like it was like the YMCA or some of the sorts.
I don't think you can. I think the Child Protective Services would come at some point.
You're there to pick the baby up if the baby sinks.
You can't just throw a baby in a pool.
It's natural instincts. The instincts kick in and the baby starts swimming.
You cannot go up to the high dive and drop your baby
in. Not a high dive. I'm talking about, like, drop the baby in the water and it'll... Like, just, you're in the water with
toss
the baby.
Toss it or drop it?
You're in the water with the baby. You pick the baby up. You let go of it. It goes down, and then it pops back up.
Okay,
no,
you made it sound like you're just standing by the side of the pool, and you just throw it in like a sack of potatoes.
Well, I said you drop your kid in the water. I didn't make it sound like anything. I said you can put a baby in water, and it will float, is what I said.
Good luck.
I don't think I ever just made it sound like you could throw it from a high dive, and it'll be fine. Although, I don't know if it would or not.
Walk up to a cliff. And just throw it into the lake and see what happens. I don't think
I think you could drop it off the side of the water and it would be fun. If you're standing on the side of the pool and drop it in, I think it'd be fun. That's not the video I saw.
If you did it, you'd need to be in a controlled situation.
Sure.
You wouldn't want to take the baby in the ocean, probably.
No. I would imagine things get different when the ocean's there and the tide
so
and the waves.
You're salty.
I imagine that the rules get different there. But yes, I do think there are adults that you could put in the water that would drown.
I guess there are. It's wild to me to think about it, that someone could not keep their head above the water.
And I think if you went from 20 feet to 100 feet, it would be much, much worse.
I mean, you make enough movement with your arms, though, you keep your head above the water. Like, if we were to go
people
out on a...
People get tired, though. That's the thing, is people get tired and people panic. It's the panic that causes people.
I just don't know.
Treading water
that.
Is a skill.
Okay, yeah. This hits close to home to me, because, like, I can swim, but I can't tread water. Like, if I stop moving... I sink, but I can swim places. Like,
well,
I can
everyone
go back and forth, but
sinks
like,
if you don't move around a little bit.
Well, right? I can't even tread
water. Right,
but
treading water is a skill. Like, not everyone can tread water.
I can't at all. I've tried to learn.
So you could drown?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I could swim the 20 feet. Like,
but
like,
again, if you
like
moved
100,
it from 100
to... I'd probably be toast.
Really? If you moved it from 20 to 100, yeah.
So
like,
would you have to swim under the water and, like, hold your breath? Is that how you would do it?
That'd probably be my best bet, but like I started sinking.
That was my dad's best bet. He couldn't really swim either. Like he could, but he could swim like underwater for a little bit. Like, but I don't know how. Like it was just like a little above ground pool I had when I was younger. But he always said he couldn't swim, but he had kind of learned in there, like of just pushing off on the wall and swimming and coming back up, like in a controlled environment where he could touch the bottom.
That's so wild to me. So, like, there's a lot of people, like, if you're just out on a party barge and you push them into the lake,
they're
going
to drown. If you don't have access to water when you're younger, man, like, I think...
Everybody's got access to water, don't they? I mean, everybody's got a creek or a river or something nearby.
I mean, a creek is 2 feet deep.
There's
some deeper creeks, but I don't think the people who aren't familiar with swimming is starting in a creek where they don't know
not everyone goes swimming probably when they're young.
But not everyone has access to not everyone has access to pools. Not everyone has access to waters.
I understand that. I don't need to check my privilege here.
No, you just said that everyone did, and I'm just saying
I'm just saying
you don't.
I swam in the creek a lot as a boy. Okay. I wasn't going
is that where
the,
you learned how to
I
swim?
I wasn't going to the country club pool all
I mean,
the
is
time.
That where you learned how to swim, though?
I learned
I
to swim in a community pool.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't imagine you learned how to swim in a creek.
But it was not a country club pool.
No, that's fine.
It was
not
a community pool.
Was it like swim lessons? Or
they let
it...
everyone come.
Was it lessons? Did you have lessons there?
I didn't have lessons.
So your parents would just put you in there and like...
Eventually I just knew how to do it. I don't know. Like, it was natural.
It seems like a weird place to learn, but I guess if you have to learn there, like, you know, just would seem dangerous.
It was, I don't know, I guess it just, maybe it comes natural to some people, and then other people, it's kind of like the thing with your tongue, you know, some people can't roll their tongue.
I would just say the younger you learn how to do it, the better.
Yeah.
I would say it's just sort of like a bike in that regard of like getting in the water early and getting familiar with it before you're too young, before you're really cognitive of the dangers of freaking out and stuff.
So,
like, you're talking about privilege. Like, we had an above ground pool when I was like 4 or 5. Like, I learned to swim in there.
Yeah.
I don't think the above ground pool is
too privileged.
It was still nice to go outside and jump off the dock into the pool. Like, it was still nice to have that option.
Aunt had one. I loved it.
I'm just simply saying that's where I learned how to swim.
But I think the in-ground pool, those are privileged people there.
Sure, obviously.
Yeah.
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 My cousin had one of those, and I like going to their house.
You can swim okay, right?
Oh, no. I would consider myself a good swimmer.
Okay. Like, if we went out to the lake and we both just jumped in the lake, you'd be all right.
Oh, no, I could swim a good distance.
Swim to the shore.
Well, depending on how far it was. If it was like, you know, 1,000 yards, I might tire out. But my swimming ability is pretty good. Like, I could go swim... You know, 50 meters at the Y. I don't want to say fast, but I feel like I used to beat all my friends racing swimming. So, I'm a pretty strong swimmer.
I guess when you're in deep water that you can't touch the ground, you do feel a little bit vulnerable.
If you're not familiar with water.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't grow up in water, you didn't learn, and you don't feel good about your strengths, like, you freak out, your body, like Cam said, you can't tread water, you drown.
I just can't imagine not being able to keep your head up, though, just like if you have to. Like, the alternative is drowning, you know. I don't know. I guess there's some people.
Do we have a percentage? Do we have a guess on how many the percentage of people that can swim, I guess? I would say 85%.
Can?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the percentage
I don't know if
would be.
Is that access available? Are you able to access
Yeah, I got
Google?
Percentages.
Of adults that claim they can swim?
Yeah.
85%, way too high, way too low?
Way too high.
Okay.
64%?
Still a little high.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying like half the people can't swim?
Yeah, it says only 56% of Americans can perform the 5 core swimming skills.
Okay, well, what's the 5 core swimming skills, though?
Let me click on the right.
Does that like include like the backstroke and breaststroke and stuff? Because my answer would go down if I'm asking people how many can backstroke. But is it like tread water, lay on your back?
All right, here it is. It's
hold your breath. Like, what are the 5
steps
cores?
Steps are known as water competency, which include jumping or stepping into water over one's head, returning to the surface to tread water or float for 1 minute, circling around and identifying an exit, swimming 25 yards to that point, and then exiting the water.
Do you think you could do that? Could you tread water?
I couldn't tread water.
You couldn't tread water for a minute?
I can't tread water for like 5 seconds.
So you are considered not being able to swim?
I guess so, yeah.
Could you hit those 5 checkpoints, Cody? Could you swim 25 yards and do all that?
Yes. Yeah. I could do the backstroke. No problem.
I would hope so.
I love the backstroke.
Yeah.
Average of 10 people die in the U.S. per drowning.
You're going backwards.
For every
butterfly
day.
Or backstroke? The two different things? Like both arms at one time, or you're doing one arm at a time?
I think of it as two arms at once. Is that not a backstroke?
I mean, it might be. I don't know. I think of it as...
I mean, I can get on my back and get to the other end of the pool.
No, I guess I do it two at a time. I guess I do it two at the same time, too, yeah. I think.
You lay back on your back, you can get from one end of the pool to the other. Of course, then you risk hitting your head on the concrete.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to keep your arms up.
Yeah. Okay.
I like swimming, actually. They say it's the best exercise you can get.
Sure.
Better than anything. It works so many different muscles.
I saw that damn chlorine when I go to the Y. I hated that. It would just dry my whole skin out.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Boosts the immune system.
Got a little bit of breaking news for Tennessee basketball.
Wee.
We will give it to you on the other side. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Little bit of breaking news for Tennessee basketball. Now you can hit the horn, Cam.
Woo!
The basketball tournament. Are you familiar with it?
The basketball tournament.
TBT, the basketball tournament.
No.
It's the basketball league that happens in, like, the summer. With, like, August. It happens, like, in August. It is on ESPN. It is the $2 million prize pool. Where the winning team gets $2 million.
Summer league?
It's not summer league. It's this is like old. These are like, you know, usually college teams will have an old team together. Ohio State had one, I think, that was pretty good. There's a demand, I guess, for these players who come. Like, usually it's like people coming from back overseas and playing in this.
Okay.
But Tennessee apparently putting a team together.
Oh, finally, they never have one.
I know. Bobby Mays sends out a video via the Big 12, or the basketball tournament Twitter account, announcing that they will be putting a team together.
Ooh, I bet we could guess a few who's going to be on it.
I know.
Probably Jarnell be on it, I would guess.
I would say Jarnell would be on that team.
Maybe they'll get Chris Lofton on that team. He's just hanging out in Kentucky.
Chris Lofton is?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he told the people on the drive?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe they'll get Kevin Punter on there. Or is he still... I guess he's still in Europe somewhere?
Well, like I said, some of these... You know, there's a lot of players from overseas that come back and play. Like, I don't know what the basketball seasons would be.
I'm just saying with the whole... the shut Rona. Down the borders and stuff.
I don't know. Like, I don't know where those players from that were playing overseas get stuck when that stuff happens. But... Bobby Mays, of course, is going to be on the team. I'd imagine they bring Juwan back, right? I feel like Juwan's probably still in pretty good shape. Tyler Smith, what's he up to?
JP Prince.
We're just gonna let's get the band back together. Add in Jarnell for some size.
I mean, what is this? If people try to win.
They literally just get like old college players.
It's a basketball tournament. Like. And the winner gets $2 million. The basketball tournament was the first, I call it quote-unquote, high-profile league to adopt the Elam ending, the one they had in the All-Star game, where they play to a certain point in the fourth quarter.
It's basically like pickup basketball between like old college teams.
Basically. Like Aaron Kraft, his team was in this last year.
They were running a little
bit. Yeah, they were pretty good. Like it's
Syracuse has one.
And then you'll have some coaches that usually have some ties to the players or the programs or whatever, trying to help them.
Yeah.
Like I want to say, Jerry McNamara, did he coach the Syracuse team? Am I making that up?
Yeah, that sounds right. I know, like, Jared Sullinger, I think, was coaching someone the Ohio State one.
Maybe that's, yeah.
But, it's just like, the old school teams getting back together and playing the tournament, and you'll get some random, like, just all European guys come over and try and play. And for $2 million, I mean, why not throw your name in the hat? It's entertaining, especially because you'll recognize like the players' names, like you said with like Ohio State, you remember people remember Aaron Kraft, stuff like that. You'll see the old players, and you're like,
I remember them.
Yeah,
Tennessee has. I've been wanting Tennessee to have a basketball team in this tournament to give me a reason to care, because I watched, but I'm like, I don't actually care about this.
So they actually represent the school in this.
They usually rep it, like it doesn't like
yeah,
it's not, like tied
like,
to the school.
Ohio State's team would wear like scarlet and red. or Scarlet is red. Because it's Scarlet and Gray.
Does it say Ohio State on the jersey?
I don't think it says Ohio State, but they would have...
Their team name is...
That's something representative of, like, Buckeyes, I thought, yeah, or something like that.
I know Syracuse's used to be Boeheim's Army.
Yeah.
So it's, like, stuff like that. So you know, basically, like, where all the guys are coming from, and they will rep it a little bit, but it's so not, like, it's affiliated necessarily.
Not everyone's college team. Sometimes it's just, like, some... You know, one team, I think, was just, like, basically some EuroLeague All-Stars, like, guys that, like, went over to play in other countries that they... would then become, I guess, teammates and play together or whatever.
So it's just like a bunch of washed-up guys that weren't good enough for the NBA?
They guys not good enough for the NBA. I wouldn't know if I'd call them washed up. I mean, they just weren't good enough for the NBA. Yeah, like, it's tough to be good enough for the NBA.
Like some, like we said, some play in Europe, so it's not like they're always out of basketball.
It's not like the big three where some of the guys are retired. I mean, yeah, like they're just – they're good basketball players. They're good college basketball players that just weren't good enough for the NBA. Like, that's okay.
Just reliving the glory days.
For a chance of $2 million, yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Would you say this is equal, better, worse quality than the XFL? Like the, you know, the football equivalent?
Yeah, I'd say they're comparable. Because I think it's a little more name recognition than this one.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say that it is probably comparable, but more name recognition for sure.
It's not a bad watch at all. Like
a 64-team single elimination tournament for $2 million. Games take place in July and August. We didn't even talk about what the Big Three is doing. We didn't speak about that. Did you see what the Big Three was trying to do, the other basketball league?
Oh, it wasn't where they were basically just going to like quarantine all their players?
Yeah, they're going to have like a Big Brother crossover where they were going to take all these players and put them in a house together and broadcast like the day-to-day activity that they were doing. And then play basketball.
Are they all going to get tested first?
Yeah, like they're going to get tested, make sure everybody's clear. And then, all players will have tested negative for coronavirus. They would then capture their daily lives on tape from mansion, basketball court on site. Anyone who breaks quarantine is eliminated and removed. So, like, you had to basically come in and be like, yeah, I agree to stay in this house for as long as possible without leaving. If you leave, you're out. That way it kind of filled some sports void. We didn't think about that. That was that came across, I believe, last week.
Well, I mean, that could work as long as they're testing all the guys. That'd be kind of cool. And it'd be good for them to just be stuck in one place where you're quarantined, basically, just with the other guys.
Right.
It's a pretty good way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty smart. Like I said, it could fill a void that we so desperately need. But, yeah, they want to have a reality TV basketball tournament.
I don't know what the sports value is.
I think the sports value would be pretty big for this. Well, the Big Three.
I mean, the entertainment value I think would be good. I don't know, you know, from an actual sport perspective how great it'll be, but I think it'd be good entertainment.
Well, they've tried to make some changes to the Big Three. They tried to, like, I think they lowered the age because they wanted to kind of be a older basketball league for a while. But I think now they've said they're letting anyone over 22 in. Basically anybody outside of college age could join, so the quality of play should be going up with some name recognition. Like, I believe Zach Randolph, you know, for the Grizzlies, for Grizzlies people, said he wants to play in this. You remember Joe Johnson last year just dominating the league and just dominating it so badly he got a workout and a contract that wasn't guaranteed with the Pistons before he got cut. But it could be pretty cool. It could be pretty cool. Yahoo Sports reported that the Big Three is in talk with multiple networks to broadcast the games and house banter. I would like, a place to maybe have, like, unedited house banter. I would imagine you could get some good stories and trash talk in there, but I would want it unedited, unfiltered, just boom, put it on there.
Yeah. That would be ideal.
What about Tennessee putting a team together in the basketball tournament?
I mean, I've never watched it before, so...
Would this get you into it?
Well, I mean, I don't want to disappoint you, but I don't think I would watch. Just me.
Who's your favorite vol basketball player?
Chris Lofton.
If he was to play in this, would you watch it?
No. No, I don't think so.
Really?
Because I mean,
even in the summer, like if we're still star for sports, like this. So Chris Lofton getting the band back together with Bobby Mays and maybe some of our UT greats, you still wouldn't care?
I don't think so.
I forget you're not really a Tennessee basketball fan.
No, I'd rather watch the real team.
You would be in on this?
Yeah, I casually watch it already a little bit.
You'd rather watch John Fulkerson and the boys than watch Chris Lofton and Bobby Mays and them play?
Yeah, at least they actually represent the school still.
I would imagine there's an orange tie here.
I'm sure they'll tie the name into the
team. And I would say that the university would try to, if they could, possibly, I don't know about the legalities of it and the NCAA stuff, I would imagine that they would support and try to get involved somehow.
I think I'll just go to the pool.
That's not social distancing.
Go to the lake. That's social distancing. I need a boat. I can just go out by myself, away from the world.
Get a canoe.
That's what the rich people are doing. They're all loaded up on yachts and just chilling out in the ocean right now.
Canoes are easy to sink.
That's what, yeah.
I like canoeing. Been a couple years, but I like it. You went a couple years ago, didn't you?
Canoeing?
Yeah.
I went kayaking. No, I went kayaking.
I always forget. We should go canoeing sometime. You and me in one canoe.
That sounds not very fun. We can go kayaking, though.
I like canoes. It takes teamwork. We got to work together.
That's what I want to do. It would be a weird dynamic for me.
I'm a good canoeer.
That'd be a weird dynamic for me.
Because you'd be at the front for
once. Usually I'm the anchor. Usually I'm in the back. I don't know if... I would want to be in the front.
You wouldn't have to do much. I could handle most of the load from the back.
I feel like
plus you'd be up in the air a couple feet.
I feel like your canoeing is go park somewhere and then drink and then continue canoeing. And then, that's not canoeing I want to do.
What are you? That's what canoeing is. You canoe for a while. You drink all day on the river, and then you.
That's dangerous.
It is a little dangerous
if you're canoeing only really comes down to my school days where we couldn't drink. We would just canoe. Go check out the river or the lake.
Hmm. Did you ever go to a good one with a lot of rapids?
No.
Like where you actually have to fight?
No, my brother was a guide down at like Ocoee, and he always tried to get me to come down and do that with him. I was like, no.
Is that a pretty challenging one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go do that.
Maybe.
Yeah, do a little drinking and canoeing.
I don't think you could canoe. I think you have to get in a raft and like raft.
Oh, so it is pretty.
Yeah, it's like where the Olympics, I think, were held.
Oh, we don't want to canoe that.
We're not canoeing that.
Yeah, let's get a raft.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be a fun time, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I love doing that stuff. Nobody ever invites me.
I never go, so like it's not like I'm going and not inviting you. My mom always tries to get me to go, and I'm like, I'm good. My brother told me like they, a bunch of snakes and trees and rocks and stuff can get in the raft, and I was like, I'm good. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, a little bit of breaking news, Cam. Sound the alarm.
Woo, 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 woo.
Ring the alarm. The Indianapolis 500 has been postponed. It was originally set to run May 24th. They have pushed back to August 23rd.
I wonder if they'll get to run it then.
That will be the new. That will be the new target date.
I've been really torn on what to do about maybe getting one of these flights.
Into L.A.?
Yeah, or somewhere out west. Just somewhere. Somewhere domestic. I mean, probably not New York.
I'm seeing some cheap for like late July, August. So like,
well, I mean, if you book a flight right now and the government won't let you fly, like you have to get a refund from that, right? So why not just book it?
Talking $91 round trip.
That's what I'm saying. Why not just book it, and if it shuts down or... You could pay the $10 or whatever for insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
Yeah, like for August.
Yeah, just do that.
July, maybe.
Why not? That seems dumb not to do it.
You going to do it?
I don't have any desire to go to L.A. in August. We both can't go at the same time.
It might be better if we did, actually.
No, show must go on.
I don't know. I kind of like Nathan Houston's method.
Their fans probably don't.
If one of them's not here, then the other one doesn't do it, you know?
Yeah, but the fans of the show probably don't love it. They'd probably rather have one of them there.
Yeah, but it's still just 1 week of nothing, you know, instead of 2 weeks of like half the show. Half the other guy's gone.
75% of the show.
Yeah.
66% of the show. Who knows if we had an intern, 75% of the show.
Well, we don't need an intern.
If you're going to be gone for a week in August, right before football season again, maybe we do.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's what the last time was.
Well, I didn't know if you were going to plan 2 weeks again.
Maybe not 2 weeks this year. I don't know.
The problem is, like, if you're allowed to fly, but everything's shut down when you go. But in August, I mean, it would be worth the risk. It would be worth the risk.
I don't even care what's shut down. Just, like, I think it would be nice just to be on the beach, do a little hiking in the mountains, stuff like that, you know?
Beaches have been shut down.
Oh, the beaches are shut down?
In a lot of places, yeah.
You can't even go just sit on the beach? Is that not good social distancing?
Not public beaches.
Not if everyone goes sits on the beach.
If you had, like, a private... You know,
well, the beaches in Florida are shut down, right? But that was like because
I think LA shut theirs down too, because they're really on lockdown out there.
Yeah, no, LA's been very aggressive with their shutdowns.
Well, they've contained contained it better, I guess, than New York has. Seems like.
It seems like they're probably a little bit better spread out than the.
They are.
2 million people, right there on one little
peninsula island.
One little.
What is Manhattan? Is that an island? I think it's a peninsula.
Either way.
You got to factor in Brooklyn and Queens and all that, too. Sure. I can't get over the stuff coming out. I mean, it is just dark and harrowing about the hospitals and stuff up there.
Sure you didn't see my tweet?
Actually, I don't think I did. I think I read it. I was on
you just used the word harrowing, and that was the exact word I quote tweeted.
Was that really the word?
Yeah,
you used?
Said harrowing. That's all I said about it.
That
so
was
you,
the word
yeah,
you used?
You sure you didn't see it?
I don't think so. I don't think I did. No.
You sure?
No, I think I saw it on a message board
somewhere.
I don't
know if I've heard you say harrowing before. I mean, it's a word I don't usually use either, so I was just wondering. Just found it odd that you used that same word.
No, I was looking at this message board that has this thing called Corona Watch, where people are, like, just talking about it.
Sure.
And I think I saw it from there, actually.
Okay.
But it's funny that we thought the same word, though.
Yeah.
Harrowing.
Yeah.
I might have saw it. I don't know. I don't even remember.
We've been, you know, looking at, you know, the Indianapolis 500's move back August yesterday. We talked about Mike Freeman saying that he believes that the NFL is prepared to not start training camps until the fall, which obviously would be September, which would push their season back a little bit. Mark Cuban, we had kind of talked about this, at least hinted that we were going to talk about it a little bit in hour one. He had offered an optimistic timeline a couple days ago. He said he's proud of the NBA and the way they've reacted. We've led the way, and hopefully we'll lead the way out of this. No one has perfect info right now, so all decisions are tough. But if I had to guess, based off the people I've talked to at the CDC and other places, I would say the over-under for the league's return would be June 1st, and I'm taking the under. Hopefully by the middle of May, we're starting to get back to normal, and the NBA is playing games. Maybe not with fans, but we're playing games. He said take the under on June 1st and hoped the middle of May would be the real target date. He then kind of came back and was like, hey, this is all going to depend on doctors and stuff and like what the scientists say. Like, we're not going to rush back. But he just says, I'm more hopeful than I was 2 weeks ago about us being able to return and play in front of no fans prior to June 1st.
So we're thinking before June.
That's what he had said, but the NBA, like, you know, Woj put out again, kind of reiterating, like, mid-June. Mid-June is kind of what Adrian Wojnarowski was still saying today. Not the Woj bomb we wanted, but kind of in response, it seemed, to Cuban kind of pushing the timeline up on people. That is the sports story, I think, that is the biggest in the land right now, just kind of when things get back to, and not even normal, right? Not even normal, because playing without fans isn't normal, but who is going to be the first league to get back and say, you know what, let's get the ball rolling again? I believe I saw a tweet that said Christian Wood, one of the NBA players that tested positive for Corona, was a couple of days removed from being fully cleared. And it was thought to believe that he might be one of the last that needs to be cleared before the whole entire NBA feels like, hey, we've been taking care of this. We are good to go. Who blinks first? Who is brave enough to go out there? It's tough to be first, right? It's tough to be first. The NBA, as Mark Cuban said, they were first in saying, hey, we're shutting down, no more. Will they be the first to come out and say, you know what, let's get back to work? Because they have kind of taken pride and taking the responsibility of leading the way here from a sports landscape especially?
I think the NBA will go first.
You think so?
Yeah. They kind of set the precedent on it, so I think that gives them a little bit of an advantage of being the first one to open back up too. Like, because everybody thinks they did the right thing. The perception was good after the Rudy Gobert thing. They just shut it right down.
Right.
You know. And I think the perception around that was good. So I think they'll get the, I don't want to call it benefit of the doubt. I just mean that they'll get, like, if they open things back up, they'll kind of lead the charge on that. I think they will. I don't think baseball will be first.
Well, it definitely won't be like college athletics.
No. And college athletics needs people in the stands.
Right. I mean, that's what Texas A&M's athletic director said yesterday was like, hey, you know, we can't even really play games without people in attendance. Like, we need to fund a lot of stuff here at Texas A&M. We need to have 100,000 people in the stands for 7 or 8 games or whatever is on their schedule. Like, we can't have games with no fans. We need that gate revenue. We need the extra $1.5 million that the alcohol sales is bringing in. We need that stuff.
I think the NBA will open back up first. Baseball is probably the easiest in terms of, like, if they want to set some kind of a social distancing.
Baseball, you said?
Yeah. Like, baseball, you don't really have to get close to guys, do you?
Definitely not as close as basketball, right? Like, when you're banging on people in the post or, you know, boxing people out for rebounds, standing next to each other on the free throw line. Like, yeah. You know, the closest you'll be is batter to catcher, and if you are, you know, on first base and the first baseman's trying to hold you on base and not let you get a lead to steal, like that, those right. are the two toughest instances where you're lingering around people. Now, obviously, if someone's stealing second base, or there's a play at the plate, or there's a play at second base with a tag, like tagging people, you have to get close. Obviously,
the travel I think is really going to be the big concern, isn't it? Because they could be playing baseball right now. But it's going to all these different cities and coming in contact with all these different people you got to meet.
Right. I think that's the issue, is like sending a team on a road trip and them having to check into a hotel.
Right, right.
And then
right.
get shuttled to the arena or the practice facility to play. I think that would be a big part of the issue.
Right. So that's going to be an issue with baseball, basketball. That's going to be an issue in any sport. So, I mean, it's hard to say which one comes back first. I think baseball is an easier game to play in terms of safely with the social distancing and all that. You can't really do it in basketball, but I don't think that's really what they're looking at.
Well, from that respect, wouldn't the obvious answer be golf? It gets easier to socially distance than golf. Like, why wouldn't golf be the first sport back?
Yeah, unless you...
Because, like, even NASCAR, you're in a car, but you have a whole crew team that has to be together, right? And that's... We said, what, 10 to 15 people?
Well, unless you're on a cart, which the athletic golfers, they walk. So,
well, I mean, you got the caddy, but...
I mean, all the professional golfers walk. Like, none of them
not
cart.
John Daly.
Well, John Daly tries to get exemptions from time to time, and sometimes they grant him, and I think... Have they ever denied him? I don't know if they've denied him or not. I don't...
They have denied him.
Okay.
I remember we had a headline. They denied him somewhere last year.
Like, I don't think they'll let him take a cart at the Masters, but, I mean... You can, like, golf. Should that not be the obvious answer then, if we're just looking at a social distance? Because in basketball, you are, you know, having to send 15 people plus a coaching staff on the road, stay in hotels, and then guard each other face-to-face.
Yeah. I mean, I thought you meant, like, the major sports, though.
But golf is a major sport.
Yeah, but it's not one of the big three. I kind of thought you just meant, like, baseball, basketball. Hockey. You meant all sports?
I was just talking about sports people care about. I think golf is up there, especially this time of year.
What do you think? It's like the 6th most important sport?
I mean, not if you're looking at the Masters. Not if you're looking at the majors. The majors go up ahead of 6th.
The ratings probably better than hockey, aren't they? And baseball, for that matter.
Baseball, I'd say they're better than NBA as well. Not like the NBA finals, but like the NBA.
Does the Masters outright the finals?
I don't think so. I'll have to look that up. I'll see the number of viewers. But, I mean, the Masters are a big deal, obviously. Like, golf majors are a big deal. Maybe they'll be first. Because they also have a I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, golf people. And we, you know, golf people are very passionate about their sport, so I'm sure they will correct me if I'm wrong. But I feel like golf has a shorter time frame that they can squeeze all these majors in. Just I doubt they want to play majors in October or November. You know what I mean? Like, they usually try to play these in the summer when the weather's nice and, you know, you can get outside and play golf more easily. I wouldn't imagine, you know, outside of the British Open, sometimes it's dreary there or whatever, but I wouldn't imagine that they could stretch this out to November or December, right? So, like, they're up against it a little bit quicker than, you know, baseball or football or basketball, who can play indoors in arenas. I would imagine golf is, we're looking at a more of a finite time frame here.
You ever think about how many trees get cut down to build golf courses? How many ecosystems we destroy just for golf courses?
I would say it's pretty low compared to other things we build.
Like the land that we use for golf courses?
I would say Walmarts have cut down more trees than golf courses.
At least that provides a need for people, though, to get groceries.
You could go to the grocery store.
Like the pretentiousness of humans, of us cutting down entire ecosystems.
Some people
build a course.
Sometimes people who cut down trees plant trees elsewhere.
People who build golf courses don't.
We don't know that.
Just think about the pretentiousness of it, though, so that we can hit a ball that's this big. It's this big. It's 2 inches. Maybe 2 inches. Diameter, 2 inches. So we can hit it around hundreds of yards at a time. And we do this at several different places in town.
What's your point here?
It's just a pretentious thing that we do as humans. Is it not?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you be offended if you were some kind of bird?
This is one of those instances where I'm going to call you a hypocrite because you eat meat.
Here you go again.
I'm just simply saying
here
you eat meat.
Again.
Like you're on your
because I think it's pretentious.
This is when I get annoyed is when you get on your high horse about things.
I'm not on a high horse.
And you try to put down the elite. I use that
I'm
in quotations.
I'm not on a high horse. Golf, the golf community is on the high horse.
Exactly. When you feel like you're doing your social crusade where you're taking down the quote-unquote elite golfers still eat your meat, which apparently hurts the global warming. The biggest cause of global warming is the meat industry is what they say. Like,
you know how long it
takes me to eat? I haven't seen you cut out meat.
You know how long it takes me to eat one cow?
Yeah, we're worried about cutting the trees out. We're worried about cutting the trees down.
You know how long it takes me to eat one cow?
I don't know.
You know how many steaks and chops and ground beef and all that is? That's at least a month for me. One cow a month probably that I eat versus an entire ecosystem. And again, that's survival. That's me eating to live.
Whereas, it's not survival. You can
I
eat
understand
other things.
You can get by on a plant-based diet.
You can eat other things. So again, Hippo Cody gets called to the carpet whenever he gets on his moral high horse and just starts neighing around. Oh, the golfers! Think about them cutting the trees down.
Because that's the same.
Think
thing.
About them cutting the trees down. Really? This is what we're going to talk about? Cutting trees down.
Right, because,
cutting trees
because
down.
Because that's the same thing as destroying an entire ecosystem.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Cameron. Was this guy not advocating for me to go cut down trees in my backyard yesterday to sell for firewood?
I was trying to help you as a friend.
Were you not talking about splitting wood as a youth, like for your father?
I was trying to
help
you as a friend. The trees were already down. What could I do at that point?
Well, you were telling me to take my axe out and go cut down trees.
Because I care more about you than I care about the toucans.
What if I really loved playing golf?
Then I would think it's a pretentious activity.
Okay, so you could take care of me to sell the firewood, but not to have a hobby that would go
we're
out.
We're all
going to
be
struggling. On.
Everybody's struggling at a time like this. I thought maybe you could use the extra money. You could sell it for $60 a rick. I'll give up a few birds if it keeps you alive because I care about you.
Do we think of golf courses being like in wooded areas? By the way, because when I think of golf courses, I think
they
just like
clear them out.
Well, I think
everything's a wooded area until you clear it out.
That's not true at all.
Well, no,
we have a lot of farmland with just straight land. Like,
sure, but
I think of just like wide open pieces of land when I think of golf courses.
Well, what was
a lot of courses keep trees in there as obstacles.
Let's look
shout out to Peter for sending this in, but he was like the
is he
biggest.
Golf guy?
Yeah, he's big golf guy. He says the biggest environmental impact golf courses have are the ones in the desert because of the water it takes to upkeep that and things like that. And that makes a lot of sense.
Yet again. Well, let's
that
should have like,
been that well, should have been that should have been your platform there is complaining about the water.
Well, let's look at Cherokee Country Club. Don't you think that was all trees before they cut it down? That particular terrain.
I have no clue where Cherokee's at. Where's Cherokee at?
Was.
Cherokee's all, over here, like back off the Lions.
Sequoia Hill.
Back off Lions or whatever.
Yeah, you know that was all trees.
It absolutely was.
Before they cut, every single tree down there.
So what about the roads? What about the roads, bro?
Ecosystem,
what about the roads?
Taking down an entire ecosystem.
Can I ask you about the roads?
Like, is worse than me eating a cow.
Do you think we had to clear that out for roads as well?
Probably in many areas, yes. We did have to intrude on the ecosystems in some areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want you to think about
again,
your throne of hypocrisy.
Again, that seems like more of a necessity than golf.
Your throne of hypocrisy is as you
enjoy. It's not a throne of hypocrisy.
As you enjoy your two Baconators.
I do not eat two Baconators.
You said you've gone through the drive-thru. You've talked about many times going through the drive-thru and ordering two burgers.
Back in my dark times.
Okay, either way.
Eat two Baconators. Now, I get the son of Baconator. That's what I get now. And I will get nuggets with it.
Your son of Baconator and your nuggets. As you eat that meat, please think about the golfers who have cut down some trees.
Again, it's more
your throne of hypocrisy.
No. Food, eating, roads, those things are more necessary than hitting a ball that's 2 inches. A ball that's this big. Can we not just make the golf courses smaller? Can we not just play 9 holes? I mean, I'm just asking. It's a pretentious idea to clear all that land for a ball that's 2 inches big. That's all I'm saying.
How far do we go back in terms of all this? Like, are we going to talk about how unnecessary it was? Are we eventually going to get to killing the Native Americans and taking their land? Are you going to talk about the pretensions there?
Let's have a dialogue.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. I don't think our founding fathers were a bunch of heroes.
You got the this
there,
or that topic.
I said it.
You got the this or that topic, Freddie Cameron.
I do.
Let's play some this or that coming up next because I figure since now my blood pressure is already raised, we might as well ride this out and peak rather than let it go down then spike back up. So let's just go ahead. Let's call an audible. Let's do some this or that coming up. What do you got? What topics?
All right. Would you rather get free food at every restaurant you go to or free gas in your car whenever you fill up? Hmm. Would you rather never get the shower but always have clean clothes or shower every day but all your clothes are dirty?
All right. So wait. Say that again. I was still typing the first one. The second one was what?
Never get the shower but all your clothes are clean or you shower every day but all your clothes are dirty.
Oof.
And then for this one, I was going to kind of almost let y'all pick what you're doing. You get to pick two sports, but you want to come back first and argue why your two sports should win.
When you say sports, do you just mean in general or do you mean leagues?
We're going to separate it between like NFL, college football would be two separate sports.
Okay, that's what I, okay.
And so, you pick your two sports, you want to come back, perfectly normal, You picked your two and you argue that.
Can I ask for some clarification on topic one now, or do you want me to wait till
you can do it now if it...
Okay, so you get free food at every restaurant. You still have to go to the restaurant and sit down, I assume.
Versus it's normal stuff.
Free gas in your car, but you still have to... It's only your car, or is it any car you're in at any time?
Anytime you're filling up a car,
filling up a car, okay? And are we... We still have to get out and pump it, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Everything's normal. Okay.
On the food, is that all the food you eat, or do you still have to buy food from the grocery store?
It's restaurants.
Restaurant. Okay.
So you get all free food at every restaurant?
Yep.
That includes drive-thrus?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we'll play some this or that coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Smith Family.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
All righty, y'all ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Let's play some This or That, please.
All right, first up, we got free gas or free food at restaurants.
Give me the free food at restaurants, please. I'm going to save a ton of money if I get free food at every restaurant I go to. First of all, I don't have to go to the grocery store anymore. I don't have to spend the time investment of cooking anymore. I can simply order a meal, eat it. It's restaurant quality food, and it's free. Or if I feel like going to Mickey D's, I go to Mickey D's. I never have to cook anything again. I got so much room in my refrigerator for drinks now. I don't have to put any more food in there because all the food I eat is free. I never have to spend a penny on food again.
Quick question. Where are you getting those drinks from?
I don't know. Anywhere. A store? A gas station?
Okay.
Wherever.
I mean, you're just talking about how you wouldn't have to go to stores anymore, so I was just wondering where you're getting the drinks from.
Well, okay. I go to a store and I stock up on the drinks. That's okay. Not a big deal.
Just wondering because you said you weren't going to stores anymore, so I was just wondering where you're getting all these drinks from.
That's not a big deal.
One of your big points about saving time, so
that's
just
not a big deal at all.
Just checking.
You realize I never have to spend another penny on food. Ever. Ever.
Sure.
Restaurant quality food. Cam, I can go to Ruth's Chris for every meal. I could eat $500 a day in food. Zero cost.
Seems healthy.
Zero cost.
Seems healthy.
A steak and some asparagus?
You might want $500?
You might want to, Ruth's Chris, pretty close. You might want to cut down on the red meat a little bit. I mean, but that's the thing.
Killing the environment, by the way.
You can be healthy or you cannot be healthy. I could go to a plant-based diet if I want to. Mm-hmm. And I always get restaurant quality food. I can eat anywhere I want.
Sounds like you're going to be traveling a lot and paying for a lot of gas.
Not really.
Sounds like you're going
to
be doing that.
Not really. I can walk to most restaurants.
I'm unsure. Just let's dissect this a little bit before I make the positives for gas. So a big part of your reasoning for this is saving time, okay?
Saving time and saving money. Now, the biggest thing is saving money. How long typically does
it take to order something to go and then go pick it up?
Depends on where you're going.
Generally, when you order food for takeout, how long does that generally take?
It depends on where you're going, 20 minutes or something. But you don't have to do that.
We'll call it 30 minutes by the time you drive there and get back.
We'll just
call that 30 minutes. So you're doing that every meal. So let's say you do that 7 times a week. That's 3.5 hours. The average trip to the grocery store for me takes 45 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, well, I'm not spending any money.
I mean, is it about money or is it about time, my sir?
Because I think it's more about
your whole
money.
Idea of saving time seems to really be the opposite of like going to restaurants.
Okay, well, forget saving time and traveling to get the food.
It seems like you're just going to be a real burden of having to call and go into places and pick that up. That seems awful.
I can get it delivered.
And another important key here, Cam, you don't get delivery for free.
You're not going to answer
You get the food for free.
Cam,
you don't get delivery charges for free.
You would still have to pay the delivery charge.
And tip. So now you're spending money. Now you're spending money for food that you claimed was free. So now you've lost the time and the money argument there.
I'll go to the restaurant.
You've spent an hour. If you're going to the restaurant, if you go sit in the restaurant, that's an hour there. Now let's look. We specified you are only getting your food for free. So if you ever have to go with your friends, it's not like you can pick their food up for them.
Why would I pick their food up for them?
Well, it's funny you ask because I can tell you that right now.
Go ahead. We specified
here, Cameron said, that any car you drive, you get free gas. I have potential to turn this into money. Cam, let me borrow your car. I'll go fill your tank up for $20. It's going to save you $10 to do. Boom, now I've profited. I can go
drive any car anywhere. What do you need gas for?
The point is I can drive anybody's car at any time, and Cam said, any car I pull up to the gas station in, boom, free gas. Now I've created an ecosystem and an economy. I've created an economy for everyone where people are paying me to fill up gas. Filling up a tank of gas, $30, $40, $50, whatever. I don't ever have to worry about that again. But also, I can fill up unlimited gas tanks of cars I drive and get paid. So I've turned this into a profit, whereas merely you are only eating for free. As you spend hours and hours and hours of your week planning on where you're eating each day and also like going to pick it up.
I'm not
going
to spend hours and hours.
Tipping,
it's whatever I want at the time.
Either you are,
I can beat a Wendy's in 5 minutes and back.
Either you are tipping or you are killing yourself with fast food. Either way,
you're not tipping if you go to the restaurant and pick it up.
You don't tip on to-go?
You don't have to, no.
Good luck going back to a restaurant twice ever in your scenario where you're getting unlimited food for free.
From a financial perspective,
I have turned my ability of getting free gas into thousands of dollars.
I've created a business. What are you doing? I'll drive
your car and fill it up for the cheap.
What are you doing?
I'm on the food stamp system of I get free gas.
So you're
charging
people.
I'm selling it to 50 cents on the dollar. So now you're getting half price gas, whereas I'm getting paid for it.
Wait a second. Calm down for a second. So you're charging people to fill their car up with gas?
Yes, the food stamp system of 50 cents on the dollar. Correct.
Okay,
you have an expedition that costs $40 to fill up. I'll do it for $20.
Typical capitalistic society. He gets something for free. He still wants to capitalize off other people and make money off of them.
That's exactly true. Typical. That's exactly true. It definitely wasn't elitist 1% of Cody to say, now I get unlimited food. I'm going to eat $500,000 worth of meals. That's exactly true. You didn't immediately go to how you could profit on it yourself.
Hey, Ruth's Chris.
The difference is you were
simply. Ruth's Chris, baby, you ever had it? You ever had it?
I believe so.
It's pretty good.
That's
pretty,
fine. Pretty good. I would rather have $1,000 for my free gas. No debate here. There is zero debate here. I have disproven your theory that it would save you time. It wouldn't.
Okay.
I've disproved your theory that it would save you money.
Disproved
and that you would
anything.
Have free
you
food. No, because you're having to
tip. If you stop talking for 4 seconds, I'd like to say
the
something.
The floor is mine, sir.
Well, yeah, it's been your the floor has been yours for 8 minutes now. I'd like to say something.
The floor is mine.
If you could finish up what your point.
Ahead. There's nothing else I need to say.
All right. Well, the same thing that you just said that you can do, I can do too.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, we specified that you only get your food. It's your food.
Well, guess what? Once I get my food, I can do what I want
no,
with it.
No, it's your food.
So guess what?
To
if,
eat.
If I say,
to
hey,
eat.
Rick, hey, Rick,
nope,
I can go get you a Big Mac
absolutely
from McDonald's.
Absolutely not.
We didn't specify that.
We specified that.
No,
we specified it's your food in restaurant.
We did not specify that.
We specified that.
I
Check
say,
the
hey,
tape.
Rick.
Check
Rick.
The tape. Check it.
I say, hey, Rick,
Check
give me $5, and I'll
Check.
Go to McDonald's and
nope.
get you a Big Mac.
Nope, nope. We said
the,
your
the,
food.
The lady at McDonald's or the guy at McDonald's is not going to say,
absolutely
is
wrong.
That food for you, sir?
Absolutely
or are
wrong.
You taking that
absolutely
home to somebody
wrong.
Else?
We specified.
No, we didn't. We did not specify
imagine
that.
Imagine getting dominated so badly in an argument you try to
you don't even
the
know what
your point.
What are you even talking about?
We specified your food at a restaurant.
I
your
haven't
food.
Even made my
your
biggest
food.
Point because you won't
your
quit
food
talking.
Versus any car I drive. Check the tape.
I can do the same thing that you do.
No, you can't because
it's
not
my
your food.
Food when I secure
it's
the bag. And
food.
At that point, I can do with
no,
the bag what I please.
Not.
Yes, I can.
Absolutely not.
Yes, I can.
Take the L.
Well, it's your gas.
Take the L.
It's
Take
your,
the L. No,
just
it's,
because
it's any
he
car I pull up in.
Just
any
because
car I pull
he,
up in.
Just because he clarified that you clarified that
on.
With him, I could have clarified
arguing
it
for
too.
8 minutes about being wrong.
Think
so
about the financials, Cam. How much gas do you use? Your car gets 30 miles to the gallon.
Sure.
You go home and back, and you don't even go through a tank a week. You're going to save so much more money with the food than you would with the gas.
You actually won't save that much money by the time you're tipping people, like in having to go and order takeout.
You
you're
don't
actually not
have
saving
to
time
tip
or money
people.
Doing that. If you don't go tip your okay, whatever. I'm not even going to argue about that. Now you're against the service
you
industry,
can go,
and
do
that
you
should
tip
be the biggest
it?
L here anyway.
Right,
I tip
so
to go
Cody, was, Cody is right that he could do whatever he wants with his food after the fact that he gets
Thank
it.
Thank you. Same thing
but
he said.
John did start that point, so I have to give it to him.
And we specified his food, which, whatever, we're not going to argue about the
have
semantics.
Have fun paying
I'll take
for
my
food
win.
For the
I'll
rest
take
of your
my
life.
Win, and we'll move on.
I'll enjoy my free All food.
All right. Never shower, clean clothes, or shower, dirty clothes.
This is really, really simple here. You go with the clean clothes. You don't have to shower to stay fresh. Deodorant, what they call
oh yeah,
whore baths in the sink, you can stay fresh
wow,
in that regard.
Whoa,
you
whoa.
Can just take a washcloth,
whoa.
Freshen up. That stuff can happen.
Are you work shaming?
If you have dirty clothes, you are going to stink. There is no way around it. You're gonna not only are you gonna stink, you're gonna feel bad. Have you ever tried to wear the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row? We've all been there before. Your legs get rubbed raw,
you really
stink, you feel gross
shame?
Down there. There is no dispute here. Wearing clean clothes is awful. You can never wash your clothes again. Awful. I can take quick washcloth, baby wipe type of baths, and I'm fine. Deodorant.
Oh, so now you get to bathe yourself?
I'm not taking a shower. I even
Cam,
I,
does he get to
I
bathe
did,
himself?
I,
now he's saying he can bathe himself.
I didn't even go down the route of just taking a bath
you
since
can't
Cam
bathe
specified
yourself.
A shower.
Say no baths, but the sink is fine.
I didn't even want to go down the bath route because I didn't need to. Yes, I could take a washcloth and wash myself and wash my face. That's okay. I don't even have hair. I don't even have to worry about washing my hair. There's no argument for dirty clothes here. Zero argument.
So you're going to go the rest of your life never showering again.
Correct. But I'm going to stay fresh and close. Smelling good, feeling good.
But your body underneath is going to be disgusting.
How do you figure?
Your body is going to be absolutely disgusting.
How do you figure? I can wash my face. I can wash under my armpits in the sink with a washcloth and soap. What are we talking about here?
What... Was the
Do you even have an argument?
Were we not supposed to not be able to clean the body? Was that not supposed to be the other point here? Wasn't it shower and wear dirty clothes versus don't shower and wear clean clothes?
It says you don't wear clothes. Or it says you don't wear clean clothes, you don't shower.
I don't understand how now suddenly you get to bathe with a washcloth and soap.
Because you don't have to get into a shower to do that. You never washed your face at the sink before?
So can
do you have an argument or are you just like
clean my clothes
are you just,
at all?
No, you moved
the goalpost.
No, I didn't.
You've moved the goalpost.
I argued directly in the goalpost, and it went right through the middle of the uprights. Good, and it seems as if you have nothing to say.
Well, now that the goalposts have been moved, here's another 8 mile reference.
He's choking.
Now that you can clean yourself. I'm sorry, I didn't realize he got to clean his body.
We got B Rabbit over here with nothing to say.
Now he gets to clean his body.
We got B Rabbit with nothing to say.
Okay, so the sink's fine. Can I wash my clothes in the sink since he gets to clean his body?
It says you have dirty clothes. Can I clean my clothes in the sink?
You
can buy new clothes. Maybe you can go with the new clothes.
Why would you get to clean your body in the sink if I can't clean my clothes in the sink?
Because I think outside the box and I beat
you're not
you to
thinking
the punch.
About outside the box. It's the same thing. Either we both get the sink or nobody gets the sink, right?
It's good.
Cam.
It's up. It's good.
We both get the sink or nobody gets the sink, right?
I'll allow the sink.
Okay, now we're allowing the sink.
That's
so
a,
you
that's
moved the goalpost.
Pity.
Now I've moved them back.
That's strictly a pity.
That's not
wish.
Pity.
Go ahead.
You Fine. Asked it first. If you Cam, wanna, Cam's in fairness, he's given it to both of us. I think that's how it should be.
If you want to wash your clothes in the sink,
so
boy,
you
make the argument.
Can stand there in the nude. You can stand there in the nude at the sink, which is going to be really weird.
Okay.
And you're going to be washing yourself in the nude at the sink.
Mm-hmm.
Your
in
clothes
my bathroom,
are always going. What?
In my bathroom, which seems normal. Do you?
Not necessarily.
You're not ever naked in your
Think
bathroom.
Think about all the water you're going to have on the floor doing that.
There's
you're going to make a huge mess.
There's a thing called a towel, which, by the way, I have a clean one of. That
you're
going
to make a huge mess,
I have a clean towel that I can just dry myself off with.
No.
Nice clean towel.
You're going to make a huge mess. First of all, as long as I can wash my clothes and shower, I'm going to be 100% cleaner than you will. If you never get to actually take a shower again, and all you can do is, as you call it, and please forgive me for the language, but a, quote, whore bath. If that's all you can ever do again, think about eventually how bad you're going to stink.
You're not, because you're going to have deodorant
down
and
clean
clothes.
Down there.
Soap
well, I can spray Febreze
about?
On my clothes.
Still
you,
be dirty.
You deodorize your
about,
body, I'll deodorize my clothes.
It's all about
then.
The feel. It's all about the feel.
Yeah, and there's nothing better than feeling clean after having a shower.
No, there is. It's called putting on freshly dried,
no,
freshly
that's not
washed
true.
Clothes.
That's simply
putting
not
on
true.
Freshly clothes, wrapping
think
yourself
about
up. Your, wrapping yourself
with
up
your
with
dirty
a nice
balls, you're never going to get laid again. You're never going to get laid again.
Yeah,
at
you're
least
right.
When I'm naked, I'm not wearing dirty
you're
clothes.
You're right. You're right. Think about.
I'm not wearing dirty clothes. If I'm naked, yeah. I don't have to wear dirty clothes.
That's right. Think about your partner taking your clothes off, and she takes off your
I
underwear.
I take them off before
you,
we go
you,
for it.
And you've been wearing the same underwear for, you haven't washed them, so you've
I,
had the
I
same.
I washed them in the sink.
You've had the same
we
underwear on.
We brought the
on.
Sink into the equation. I washed my underwear
you've
in the
sink
now.
You've had the same underwear on for
I think we've all
weeks.
Washed clothes in the sink. No, because I washed them in the sink. You decided to bring the sink into the equation. I'm bringing the sink into the equation.
You just got
I take my clothes off when I... No, I didn't.
Sleep.
No, I didn't. Well,
your only route was, I'm going to copy what John's argument is and hope that I can win. That was the only thing you tried
no,
to do today.
No, because you tried to move the goalpost, so I had to make it fair. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a way to clean my clothes.
There was no goalpost
Suddenly,
moving.
You have a way to clean
the
your
only,
body.
The only goalpost moving was Cam allowing you to cheat. That's the only goalpost
He
moving.
Allowed you first.
No, he didn't.
There was nothing about a sink when we started the argument. And you suddenly you have a sink. Suddenly, you can take
would
a
it,
whore bath.
Would it be better if I just use baby wipes?
Either
like,
way.
Just like, what are we talking
either
about?
Either
like
way, you're...
Do I need to do a bottle of water? Would a bottle of water make you feel better?
Either way, you're only
going
to be able to clean yourself half-assed. You're not going to be able to get a good, strong scrub in with that.
And having dirty clothes is worse than that.
I'm washing mine in the sink. It's going to be a lot easier for me to wash my clothes in the sink than
Absolutely
it is for you
not.
To wash your whole body
Absolutely
in the sink.
Absolutely not.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely not.
That is a simple fact.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I can fit all my clothes in the sink.
No,
you cannot
can't.
Get your big
you
ass
cannot.
Curled up
you
in there.
You can fit all your clothes in the sink.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Every single
well,
clothes
every
you have,
single,
you can fit,
I,
you can fit in the
have
sink.
I to do a few different loads.
All this time you saved from exercise
one
is now, all this time you saved in exercise one is way out the window here
I'm
as it's taking you 8 hours a day to wash your clothes.
I can do a week's worth in the sink.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
over 8 hours, over a full day.
Point is, I'm going to be a lot cleaner than you at the end of the day.
No, you're
my
not.
Clothes are going to be
Absolutely
clean
not.
And my body's going to be
Absolutely
clean.
Absolutely not.
And when I'm laying in my bed
Absolutely
nude
Absolutely
and my girl comes
Absolutely
into the bed
not.
And she
She's
starts
throw up and, leave.
And she starts
She's
going
throw
to
throw up and leave.
No, she won't because I'll be clean.
She's going to call Rick.
She's going
to
smell.
She's going to knock next door and say, Rick, this
you
guy
won't
stinks.
Be able
can
to
I
get,
come in here?
You won't be able to get the smell of your ass out of the room because all you can take is a whore bath.
No, I've cleaned myself. I've cleaned
you
myself.
Cleaned yourself about the equivalent of a
myself.
Cat would clean itself.
I have clean clothes.
Hardly.
Clean underwear.
I'm all right, all right, all right.
Your ass still stinks.
I think the buildup of only washing in the sink after years of doing that would pile up. So I got to go with Cody on this one.
You changed the rules. Whatever. We'll get
You started.
And we'll have a tiebreaker.
We'll do a tiebreaker. Well, we're up against the hour now.
Yeah, we're out of time, so we will.
Worst judgment you've ever
made. Looks like we had a draw.
I got some extra time to process this third one, so I'm expecting some good argument.
Looks like the worst judgment you've ever made. The worst judgment you've ever made.
I should have won the first.
You said the clothes are always dirty. You specifically said that.
You specifically said
the clothes are always dirty.
And he also and now you're allowed them to clean. He also specifically said you never get to shower and then suddenly you can wash in the sink.
That is not a shower.
That's cleaning your body.
That is not a shower.
It's showering your.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Coming across from Ed Warder, a source on the Cowboys' negotiations with Dak Prescott, wouldn't describe a resolution as, quote, close, but did say that discussions are not contentious and Dak Prescott will emerge as the highest paid NFL player. Dak Prescott, highest paid NFL player.
Didn't somebody play a trick on Ed Warder last night?
I didn't see. Oh, yeah, with the military porn star guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed did apparently fall for that.
So are we trusting Ed Warder?
He's been around the Cowboys for a long time, but Ed Warder was somebody that originally had gotten laid off by ESPN, but they brought him back. I would trust Ed Warder on Cowboys stuff.
This particular stuff.
Who's the highest paid? Cam, will you find me the highest paid player in the NFL right now in terms of contract value? Because the numbers I saw last night for Dak was that they think that he will be hit at $35 million per year. A four-year, $35 million per year, that would be what, $140 million? Four-year, $140 million contract? Would that alone put him at highest paid?
Russell's making $35 million a year. He made $35 million in 2019.
What was his extension?
I'm not sure. Sorry, I just got the...
I don't think his was $140 million, but it was... Maybe that first year salary bumped up. I don't know. See if you can find the exact extension that Russell signed.
Four-year, $140 million.
Okay, so what was his guarantees?
$65 million signing bonus. $107 million.
$107 million of it guaranteed. So maybe it'll be the same money as Russell Wilson with $110 million guaranteed or $108 million guaranteed. It could either be the per-year salary that makes him the highest paid, or it could be the guaranteed money.
Yeah, he'd have to break 35 to be highest per year, I guess.
I feel like that's steep for Dak Prescott.
Goff had the most guaranteed, if you're going off that. They gave him 110 guaranteed.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, so Goff came after Wilson and Wilson and Wentz's deals? Because I thought that Wilson...
No, I think Goff was first, but they gave Goff... A four-year, 134.
Okay.
But they gave him 110 guaranteed, and then Wilson didn't get as much guaranteed. But
okay. That that seems steep for Dak Prescott, right? I mean, obviously it's steep for Carson Wentz. Where do you rank Dak Prescott at right now in terms of quarterback? Where are you ranking Dak Prescott at in terms of where he ranks in the NFL?
Seventh.
Seventh?
Seventh.
Okay. Do you have a list in mind of the people he's behind? Or
nah, he just seems about seventh.
Okay, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree seems with that about, when you say...
Maybe even fifth. Maybe fifth.
Nah, fifth seems like you're getting too high.
Too high?
Fifth seems like you're getting too high.
Let's go through them. Mahomes, Lamar.
Tannehill.
Mahomes, Lamar.
Tannehill.
I don't know. Russell Wilson. Dak. Going fifth. Dak fifth.
Cam. Where are you ranking Dak Prescott in terms of quarterbacks?
Maybe seven or eight.
Okay.
I would say. Just off the top of my head.
I mean, who can we rank ahead of him that's not Russell Wilson, Mahomes, and Lamar Jackson?
Rodgers. I'd still put Rodgers. I'd still put Matt Ryan.
I'm still taking Rodgers over Dak. I'm taking, you know, like you said, Mahomes, Lamar, Tannehill, Rodgers, Russell.
Taking Aaron Rodgers. When's the last time Aaron Rodgers did anything?
When's the last time Dak Prescott did anything?
Well, Dak has
like, I mean,
if I have to pick a QB to win the game, I'm taking Rodgers.
Russell Wilson made it to the second round of the playoffs this year. Yeah, like, I mean, he did that at least.
I think we all know Jason Garrett's been the problem.
I mean, it's not necessarily like Matt LaFleur is thought to be a whiz kid, and
Aaron
Rodgers
is old.
He is old. Why are we being an ageist?
He's always
banged up. Why are you always
up?
In such a hurry to throw the old quarterbacks under
up.
The bus, right?
Like, Rodgers is always banged up.
Rodgers is always banged up. He played 16 games this year.
He's always banged up.
He got hurt that one year.
He's banged up mentally.
Mentally now? Okay.
He's mentally. When he's not physically banged up, he's mentally banged
up. You're always quick to throw the old quarterbacks out.
I'm taking Dak.
You're
this
always
year.
So quick. You're an ageist. You just want to be first.
Yeah, he was all on Brady last year.
Right. That was the performance art there, Cam.
Yeah, we all got it.
I don't know if Cam did.
I just wanted to bring it up.
We all knew where you were going.
Yeah, for the people who did.
We all understand what you were trying to do.
But now Rodgers is too old.
He's mentally old. Brady's a winner. Rodgers is not a winner like Brady is.
Well, no one's a winner like Brady is.
Well, there you go. That counts for something in my book.
I mean, if we're arguing Brady versus Rodgers, that's one thing, but we're arguing Rodgers versus Dak.
Rodgers is an underachiever. He's a career underachiever.
Again, I ask you, what has Dak Prescott achieved? Like, again,
he's about to achieve. You're telling me this year you're taking Aaron Rodgers over Dak Prescott?
Yes, 100%.
I'm taking Dak
with
McCarthy.
I will take Aaron Rodgers 1 million percent.
McCarthy's going to show you what he can do with Dak that he couldn't do with overrated Aaron Rodgers.
Would you take Kirk Cousins over Dak?
No.
Because I think he's around the same range where I think it'd be a conversation there.
Man, I've just
Kirk Cousins had a good year though.
For next, are we just doing this like right now, heading into next year?
Yeah. Like not like future, just like a one year deal.
Kirk Cousins was good last year, man. But do I have confidence in Kirk Cousins with Tajae Sharpe as a second best receiver now? Like, I mean, that's a part of the equation for me.
Well, we just do if you did neutral teams, like same team. Like, if you put Kirk Cousins on the Cowboys, would you take him over Dak?
No, I don't think I would.
Can we please put Aaron Rodgers versus Dak on the board?
What are we doing here?
Like, who's having a better year?
What are we considering?
In the five statistical categories.
We have to determine what the five statistical categories
are.
Same
ones we used for Lamar versus.
So like wins? We're putting wins on there as well?
Because
I don't feel like putting wins on there is.
We don't have to put wins.
I mean, the Cowboys are going to be better than. Or the Packers are going to be better than the Cowboys, so I mean, we should put wins on there.
Do we know that for sure?
Yeah, the Packers. I feel very confidently the Packers will be better than the Cowboys next year. We can put that on the board if you want.
No, I just want to put Dak's numbers up against Aaron Rodgers.
Again, I ask what numbers we're talking about.
Whatever you want. QBR, quarterback rating, which should be the same thing. Accuracy, touchdowns,
when
yards.
We're going accuracy, are we going with what? Completion percentage? Because completion percentage, to me, doesn't equate to accuracy.
Well, what y'all did during the season was total yards, a win, total touchdowns, passer rating, and least turnovers.
Yeah, that was in a one game sample.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that for the whole year.
No, I don't think that equates to better quarterback play. I just didn't want to go with the advanced metrics in a one game sample size because I didn't want to. Actually, I don't even know if you can get those in a one game sample size. Get printed out for you.
So what do we want to? What are we going to do then?
I don't know. Completion percentage doesn't. If I was going to do anything with an argument, I would go with advanced stats on
yards per attempt and stuff.
Not even yards per attempt, but like.
Because Dak will win that.
Absolutely not. Dak is a check down king.
Dak's going to win the yards per attempt.
He will not win yards per attempt. We can put yards
Dak's
per attempt.
Dak's got a deep threat.
Whom is his deep threat?
Amari Cooper.
Is Amari Cooper better than Devontae Adams? Because I don't feel like Amari Cooper is on the same. In the same world as Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper is not in the same world as Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper is not in the same world as Devontae Adams.
He's in the same world.
No.
They're on the same planet.
Not in terms of being an NFL wide receiver, they're not. Amari Cooper's level 3,
And I put Adams right there. Adams is the cutoff to me for tier one. Is that fair to say, Cam? Like, Adams, would you put him firmly in tier one? I feel like he's right there. He's one and a half for me.
I think people kind of forget about him a little, but I do think, yeah, he's on the edge of tier one, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a selfish person who can't lead a team, and that's why he's only got one Super Bowl.
How many does Dak have?
Guys, Aaron Rodgers has been in the league twice as long as Dak.
How many does he have?
And
zero?
Dak's been in the league for 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
When did Rodgers win his Super Bowl?
A long time ago.
Was it been his, like, he's fifth not year?
He hasn't won one since.
Would that have been, like, his fifth year? Did he have a Super Bowl by the time Dak? Because, let's see.
Nobody.
When did Rodgers win that Super Bowl? Would that have been 2011? Rodgers. So it would have been, I guess if you're talking about being in the league, it might be a little different. But years as a starting quarterback.
We're not talking about the Super Bowl. Work with Aaron Rodgers.
Year four.
People are tired of Aaron Rodgers. His teammates are tired of him.
2010 season, he won the Super Bowl.
Aaron Rodgers is cooked.
He got drafted in 05?
So it would have been his sixth season. In the league, he sat for 3 years, so it's his third season as a starter.
Yeah,
but we'll go with just six seasons. So we'll see if Dak can get to that point this year.
That's not even the point. I'm not even talking about that.
We're arguing about Dak Prescott, bro. We're not arguing about Tom Brady.
He can't. Aaron Rodgers is cooked. Nobody gets along with him. Nobody likes playing with him. His teammates don't like him. His family doesn't like him.
And why did they go 13-3 last year?
Because they got an easy schedule, and you
the Cowboys
as
don't.
Much.
The Cowboys
you
don't
admit it as much.
The Cowboys.
All year.
The Cowboys didn't. Then why did the Cowboys go 8-8?
Did we not agree all year that the Packers were like the worst 13-3 team we've ever
seen? Sure, but we also agreed that they were better than the Cowboys.
They were better than the Cowboys last year.
So what was the excuse for the Cowboys going 8-8?
Jason Garrett.
Oh, okay.
Jason Garrett. Ask Des Bryant. Ask Troy Aikman. Ask anybody that watched the Cowboys.
Ask
Rick.
I'll ask Des Bryant. Okay.
Ask Rick.
I'll ask Des Bryant.
Rick will tell you. Anybody that watches the Cowboys knows Jason Garrett was a problem. Now they got a real coach.
Okay.
I'm telling you, McCarthy's going to do things with Dak Prescott that he can never do with Aaron Rodgers because he'll be able to work with him. He'll be able to work with
him. Yeah, you think he's going to get a Super Bowl? He got a Super Bowl with
Rodgers. Yes, I do. Yes, I do think he's going to get a Super Bowl.
How many years is it going to take them to get a Super Bowl then?
I don't know how many years. That wasn't even the argument we were talking about. I'm talking about this year.
So you just keep saying he's going to do things he didn't
do with Aaron
Rodgers.
I'm talking about this year.
Under
Aaron Rodgers is at the
Aaron
end of
Rodgers
his career.
Was the
Dak
best quarterback
got
in
a
the
beautiful
league
future.
Under
He
McCarthy
was,
for
yes.
A while. Yeah.
He was.
So is Dak going to hit that level?
Back, keep yes,
saying
he will.
You keep saying he's going to
yes,
do things with Dak that he didn't
he
do with Rodgers.
He won one Super Bowl.
He did a lot with Rodgers.
He won one Super Bowl.
Sure.
Dak will do the same. Dak will win a Super Bowl.
So you're going out on a limb here saying the Cowboys will win a Super Bowl with Dak
That's
Prescott
not going out
McCarthy.
On a limb. That's just a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact. Aaron Rodgers is done. He won't even stay healthy the whole year. Please put it on the board. Dak Prescott's going to have a better year than Aaron Rodgers.
If we can figure out what that barometer is or what the
whatever
stats
you
with.
Want to curtail it to feel like it'll benefit Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's just we're going to find out what makes a quarterback better. Like, I mean,
QBR or quarterback rating. I don't know which one.
QBR is quarterback rating, you stupid idiot.
No,
it's passer rating
a whole
and QBR.
Thing.
It's passer rating and QBR. Those are the two.
We
difference.
Had a whole issue
right.
with this.
It's passer rating and QBR.
All right, we'll put those on there.
Well, I don't – I mean, like, we can put that as one of them. Sure, we'll put that as one of them.
What else? Let's put touchdowns on there, too.
Touchdowns?
I like touchdowns. Touchdowns count for a lot in my book.
Let's go with – you just want to go with the offense in general?
Let's put most supportive of women. Can we put that on there?
Well – Do I get to count like Aaron Rodgers sending, he sent to that girl who got her wisdom teeth cut out? Like, that was a woman. They sent her something.
He's never been to a women's basketball. Has he gone to any Cal women's basketball games?
I don't
games?
Know, but he is dating the most famous female athlete outside of Serena Williams of the last 10, 15 years. So, I mean, he's supporting women athletes there.
Is he?
I mean, is Danica not one of the most famous women athletes outside of Serena the last 10 to 15 years?
Yeah, but when I think women, I just don't really think
You don't think
Danica.
Danica's a woman? Oh.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I feel like Danica's in the top two or three of most famous women athletes of the last 10, 15 years.
She probably is, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers with her.
She's just driving a car. I mean, she's not Serena. She's not a gifted athlete.
I said excluding Serena. I said excluding Serena.
I mean, she worked hard, and she did, you know, is she gifted?
I don't.
Talent-wise?
I don't necessarily think so.
Or NASCAR?
I didn't say. We're not talking about being gifted. I just said famous.
Well, now I'm asking, are NASCAR drivers gifted?
I don't think Denica was, but maybe the top of the NASCAR drivers. Although, to be a NASCAR driver, you do have to be one of the 40 or so best drivers in the world.
They say you got to have balls of steel. So when we're talking about Denica, do we, you know, I don't know for sure.
So you got Dak at what, number five?
Put him at number four.
Number four for next year? Mm-hmm. All right, I want to hammer this down. So I'm going to name off the quarterbacks that led the NFL in passer rating last year, and you tell me if you're taking Dak or them this year. Not in a battle of quarterback rating, but just who you think is going to be a better quarterback this year, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Ryan Tannehill.
Dak.
Number two, Drew Brees.
Dak.
Number three, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
Cam, do you agree or disagree so far?
I think I'd still take Brees over Dak this year. I don't think Brees will be very good this year either.
And Ryan Tannehill. Number four, Kirk Cousins.
Dak.
Number five, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Number six, Matthew Stafford.
Dak.
Disagree with that. Number seven.
Matthew Stafford is your quarterback?
Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott. Number seven, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Number eight, Jimmy G.
Dak.
Number nine, Derek Carr.
Dak.
Number 10, Dak Prescott.
I don't know how to answer this.
Deshaun Watson, number 11.
Oh, I forgot about Deshaun.
Yeah, I do like Deshaun. If Deshaun gets with Belichick, I'll take Deshaun.
So you think that Deshaun's better? Is it like just being simply with Belichick, or is it away from Bill O'Brien?
I think Deshaun's got the potential to be better, yeah.
So where are we at now? We got Jackson, Russell, Mahomes, three.
Am I just going with Watson, all black quarterbacks?
You've tried to show
changing the narrative.
I've literally tried very hard.
More than just running backs.
You've tried very hard this episode to show how woke you are.
I just realized damning the
golfers and all this. You were a little insensitive in your wokeness level to assume that everyone could swim. I will say that you failed the woke test there.
I didn't even mean to go with all black quarterbacks. I guess that's just...
Well, here's your chance for a white quarterback. Would you rather be Dak Prescott, Dak Prescott, or Aaron Rodgers?
Dak.
Carson Wentz?
Dak.
Matt Ryan?
Dak.
Keenum?
Dak.
Minshew?
Dak.
Rivers?
Dak.
Brady?
Brady.
All right, there's five, you've said.
First white quarterback. My first white quarterback there. I'm
going to skip around. Jacoby Brissett, obviously, is Dak. Daniel Jones.
Dak's going to be the
Kyler
answer
Murray,
for the rest
another
of
another black
them.
Quarterback for you. What about Kyler Murray in 2020?
Give me Dak.
Goff. Your boy Goff. You going to turn your back on Goff?
Dak, please.
Fitzpatrick.
Who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Dak.
Josh Allen.
Dak. I think the answer is going to be
Risky.
Dak from here.
Baker Mayfield.
Dak.
Trubisky.
Trubisky.
Big Ben.
Dak.
So you have him at number six. Cam, any you really disagreed with on his
a
Dak?
A few. Over? This makes me kind of almost want to slide Dak back a few spots.
I have
like
Matthew
11.
Stafford. Really? Are we going?
He may be like 11 or 12 of mine.
Matthew.
Yeah,
Stafford
was
awful.
Really good last year.
Yeah, but he's awful. Like, he's good, but he's awful. You know what
His
I mean? He's
team's
always awful.
I think.
He's always going to be awful, even if he's
Lions,
good.
I think it's the Lions, not him.
Even if he's good, he's always awful. That's Matthew Stafford.
We will play our last topic of this or that to decide today's winner.
Well, you had some time to think about it. I'm expecting well thought out arguments.
We don't have to, no.
I don't even know what we're arguing.
Okay, I mean, you can just rightfully give me the win.
No, we'll do it if you want to do it.
We'll do our last topic. It was what, the two sports we want to come back?
Yeah. If you can only get two.
You do know the point of this or that, right, Kim?
To argue this or that.
To have two options, and it's either this or that? Like,
yeah, but
this last one's kind of an open-ended question. There is no this or that.
It's a fill-in-the-blank this or that.
That's not exactly like what that the game's structure is.
Do you want me to assign you two sports?
It's this or that. It's not fill in the blank here. Write an essay on your favorite experience over the summer. We'll try Cam's version of this or that. The tiebreaker coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
This, that, This.
All right, are y'all ready to play the final tie-breaking segment of This or That?
Feels like this one has more pressure on it right now than usual.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's tied 1-1 despite some horrible officiating from Cameron. But either way, here we go. Give us the topic now. Explain to the people what you are making us do.
So I was leaving it kind of open-ended to y'all a little bit to pick your two teams, but you were going to argue what two sports, if you can only get two sports back this you know, upcoming season, fall, whatever. You pick two sports, and I was leaving it up to you to pick your sports you wanted to bring back.
Do you want to just do a draft here right quick of who gets pick the sport you want the most?
How about on the count of three, we each say one sport we're planning to pick?
Ready? One, two, three. NFL. I beat you.
Well, I mean, it was just – we were just seeing if we're on the same page.
I'd like to flip a coin to see who gets dibs on it.
I'll flip this cap.
No, we could be allowed to use. It could come down to the. It could be, like, it could come down to just the other one.
If it lands bottom side up, I get it.
It could also just be, all right. If it lands bottom side up,
like this.
Okay.
Like if it lands like this, I get NFL.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at flipping. Hang on. You ready? And if it lands like this, you get NFL.
Sure.
Well, that wasn't the flip.
If it just landed. No, it just landed. That was it just landed. NFL
it fell
and
out of my hand.
NFL and NBA. There we go. Boom. NFL and NBA. Those are my two selections. NBA, I get a couple things here. I want the NBA to come back because the NBA just gives you content every night, right? The NBA plays 7 days a week. Playoff series gives you a lot of content. The regular season, every night. That could fill the void from, let's say it comes back in April of 15. It could get you pretty much all the way through the summer to where then we bring in the NFL, the Superior Football League. We get NFL football that carries you. Obviously, I don't need to argue about the benefits of having the NFL. We all love the NFL. We know it's number one. Give me the two professional sports leagues, the highest quality. The NFL is the king. The NBA will give us more content and more things to watch throughout the time. And plus, like, as a huge, probably the biggest in this room, the biggest in the studios, LeBron James fan, I don't want to see him robbed of a chance to win a championship. So he needs to finish this season out to add to his legacy. The Lakers are the favorites, I would say. So, yeah, the NBA and the NFL, those are the two sports.
I go with Major League Baseball and college football. Throughout my life, I can't remember a summer without the Dodgers. Every year I've been alive, I've enjoyed Dodger baseball. And for that matter, pretty much every October here recently, if you know what I mean.
I don't think you enjoyed it. I remember Cody crying in the corner last October.
Well, I enjoyed it up to the point we lost.
I remember crying in the corner
last
October.
But up to the point that we lost, you know, you enjoy the fall. But
as he was watching the Joker.
Went
to movie theaters to skip game four. Just want to point that out.
Anyway, so I want to point out that baseball – here's the thing with baseball. You talk about getting content every day. The thing that people have been most deprived by this is just people that just love sports are craving sports. The NBA's already over halfway through its season. At least with baseball, we're going to get jammed-packed action every single day, and it's going to last through July, through August, through September. So
I don't need it in September.
Okay,
I have the NFL
all right, July and
back.
August. July and August.
The NBA's coming back would give me to July and August.
July and August. The NBA's already – the season's nearly
it's
done.
It's got 18 regular season games
the
left,
season's
plus
nearly done.
Two
you get,
months
you
of
get
playoffs. That will get us through August.
I'd like to make my point. You get more games in baseball.
Like you, to make it as
well. You get more games in baseball on a daily basis. People have been craving games. Plus, it'll feel like things are getting back to normal with summer baseball. It'll feel a little bit more normal. And that's what we're all hoping for in a time like this. We're going through this crisis. It's tough for everybody. We want things to feel normal. And what feels more American, more normal than a good summer baseball? If we could get back to that, America's pastime, I think we could win back a lot of the things that we've lost from sports. And then, of course, college football is king here, locally. And I don't know about John, but I want to see our local economy continue to do better. I want to see our small businesses. I want to see our bars. I want to see our restaurants, our hotels, and our Uber drivers profit this fall. I don't want to see all the businesses on Cumberland go out and go away and go out of business because they don't have people gathering for college football. Plus, it's, you know, it kind of defines your Saturdays in the fall. So for a guy that talks about how much he loves local business all the time, He didn't choose any sports that would benefit local business, so I don't know about him, but I want to keep our local bars and restaurants afloat.
I've not seen very many people have a watch party to watch Major League Baseball, by the way, and more people will
not
going to
attack that last point.
More people will get together to watch the NBA playoffs than they do regular season baseball. But I do want to point out, you talked about getting back to normal, getting life back on track, baseball summer, sure. I think it would be a huge statement if the NBA, the league that we gave credit to kind of starting this whole thing, if they came out and said, we're getting back to work. That would make a big statement in this coronavirus crisis right now. They were the first to say, we're done playing. What's a better way to get back to quote-unquote normal, as my compadre says here, than having the league that was abruptly shut down, resuming work, and putting those people back to work? I can't imagine of any sport that would make things feel more, as you put it, normal than the sport that stopped getting to restart.
Did you have any counter to my last point that I made about supporting local business?
I mean, you've said a million times that the NFL is better than college football. You have acknowledged that throughout the history, the last year of this show. If you want to pander to those small businesses, that's fine. I support small businesses all the time, not just on Saturdays when it's convenient for me to go and do things for games. I support small business all the time.
But wouldn't you say that a lot of businesses, especially downtown and on campus, kind of rely on football season for a lot of their business?
On campus, sure. I've seen a lot of businesses.
Hotels.
I've seen a lot of businesses rely on just people supporting business, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They just rely on people supporting business.
Here's
great point by you.
You want a great point? Here's a great point.
Yeah, give me a point,
Cam, go ahead and write this one down.
Please give me a great
point. Cut this one out. Put it on the greatest arguments in the history of this sports, in the history of this game's history. I would say that the Tennessee season is actually counterproductive to Knoxville's economy because you have so many people who just sit back waiting for the fall to do things when you should be out supporting local businesses and doing things year-round, not just 3 months
That's
of the year.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It's all the other people coming
in
into town.
As someone who deals – Knoxville's
people,
a thriving
people
city,
that
bro.
Already live
there
here.
There are concerts. Knoxville,
have you ever been to a festival
are you now,
in the spring?
Are you
have
now,
you ever been to a concert? People are out and about all the time.
Exactly.
It's not just football season.
So exactly. So why are we saying that football season is
a nice
the only
spike
thing that,
in football
why
season.
Why are we saying that football season is the only thing that
I don't know if you watch
town?
The news,
Knoxville
but,
has
but
a,
University Liquors on Cumberland Avenue, 85% of their business comes during football season. You just want to see them get shut down?
I want people to support them year-round.
I do, too. But 80% of their business comes
I would like
in
for
the
everyone
fall.
To quit using football as a crutch and support people year-round. I'm actually even more
we
of
do,
a fan than small businesses than Cody. He only wants to support local businesses 3 months out of the year. I want to support them 12 months out of the year. Cody, what's bigger, 12 or 3?
Why don't
12.
I?
Do it year-round.
Why do you assume I don't want to support them year-round?
Every time.
Why do you get to assume that I don't want to support them year-round?
Why do you assume that I don't want to support them?
Well, during football season, you're not supporting them.
I can go and support businesses however I want. I don't go to hotels in Knoxville anyways. What
okay,
are we talking
well, why
about
don't
here?
You go down to Cumberland Avenue? Why don't you go downtown and ask some of those business owners how much football season means to their business each year?
I acknowledge that point, and I'm simply saying that is bad thinking. People should go
I
to
agree
the,
that we
people
should
go to the strip
round.
12 months out of the year and support local businesses.
And they do.
That's what I'm advocating
they do,
for.
But they still
don't
get a spike.
Don't come on here with your little violin talking about the 3 months.
They do get...
They don't need the spike. They need the
yes,
year.
They do
they
need the spike.
Year-round support.
They get
year-round
support.
Round support.
Why can't you get year-round support
round
and a
support.
Spike? It doesn't have to be either or. You can get year-round support and you can get the spike in the fall, and that's very important. Go ask any business owner downtown.
I would say they would rather have year-round support.
They get year-round support, but they need the spike in the fall.
Why do they need the spike if
they
get year-round support?
Why can't they have both? Why not both?
Because the spike comes from zero going up. That's what a spike is. A spike is it goes up because
well,
it's
they
low.
Can't be on football season all levels. They can't be on that level all
12
year.
Months a year. Look, the point here.
No, we don't have the population.
You're gerrymandering.
We're bringing
finalists.
New people into
to
town. It's great for the economy.
You're trying to make it about small businesses. I'm simply saying people should support the local economy.
You wouldn't
year
even
round.
Be here. We if
year
it,
round.
We wouldn't even be doing this show if it were not for college football.
I would. What are you talking about?
We would not be in this studio doing this show if not for college football.
Who knows? Maybe I'd be doing bigger and better things. Who knows?
Oh, well.
Who knows?
Move along then if
I mean, I'm just simply saying you're acting as if it's not college. Like, without college football, we'd be nothing.
Why is our logo orange and white behind us? Why is the Fan Run Radio logo orange and white?
Because of Tennessee.
Right. Tennessee football is the lifeblood. College football is the lifeblood of Knoxville and of the local economy.
People need to support
You've
it.
Got to think
around,
about the local economy.
You're gerrymandering to its finest. You're trying
I am
to
not
you're
gerrymandering.
Trying to call to the bleeding hearts, and you are ignoring the fact that the NFL is superior to college football. You're ignoring the fact that
I'm not ignoring that fact. I'm saying I care about the local people here in my city where we're doing this show. That's all I'm saying. I agree the product is better, NFL over college football.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit that.
Yeah.
That doesn't have to do with the argument. I want our local economy to get back to the forefront where it was.
The local economy, which I'm in favor of, 12 clearly months out
not.
Of your support.
Clearly them. You're not. You're in favor of the Nashville economy, if anything.
Why don't you go watch some
Titans games?
Well, we can make an argument about the statewide economy being important, too,
well,
and Nashville getting
back.
We can make the argument that tourism coming into Knoxville is pretty important
we're not good
to the
enough
state
for
if you
want to
talk about that. I'm trying to put – correct me if I'm wrong. Is there an MLB team in Tennessee? Oh, there's not? Okay. Well, I'm trying to get the Grizzlies back to work for the state economy. I'm trying to get the Titans back to work for the state economy. You're simply worried about Knoxville. I'm worried about the whole entire state.
I'm worried
about
local people.
This is a symbiotic relationship
here.
We have to have the state work together.
Well,
both hands wash each other. One hand washes the other. Both hands wash
each other. If we're going to wash each other, then we're going to have to do it without college football. And I'm not prepared to take that risk.
You were just wanting to argue for the NFL, you hypocrite.
Again, just calling people names when he's wrong. It's what he's always done.
When I'm wrong for the first
makes
time,
him feel
I'll
smart.
Let you know.
Makes him feel smart
I'll
when
let
he
you
does
know.
That.
I gotta go with John here.